content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, we will be exploring eateries around the state with articles from Our State Magazine, Wake Living Magazine, and Walter Magazine. Our first article is from Wake Living Magazine, entitled The Depot on First in Knightdale by David McCreary. A revitalized historic home-turned-restaurant now offers Southern hospitality with panache and precision. The Depot on First, a new farm-to-table eatery in downtown Knightdale, melds vintage architecture with modern accompaniments to provide an intriguing destination dining experience. Proprietor Christopher Kreitzer purchased the early 1900s Sears Roebuck & Company house several years ago after considering how he could elevate a property he believed was underutilized. The home was formerly owned by Joseph R. Hester, the town's first medical doctor. My main desire was to optimize this property by putting a modern spin on a historic home, Kreitzer said during a recent Friday afternoon conversation at the restaurant. But the soft-spoken Virginia native and Wendell resident said he and his fiancée, Carmen Wooten, had grown tired of traveling to Raleigh every time they wanted a nice dinner. Part of my motivation for taking on this project was somewhat selfish, because there was no other place around here providing the type of food we're serving, Kreitzer shared. This location gave us a great opportunity to change that. Following several years of painstaking planning, engineering, and structural alterations, which Kreitzer said required tenacity and creativity, the 157-seat restaurant opened for business in October 2023. The Depot on First encompasses more than 5,000 square feet of space, including several dining rooms, an inviting bar area, a large brick fireplace, and an expansive patio. Durable hickory floors support handsome acacia wood tables. Wrought iron chandeliers and Edison lights suspend from the ceiling, while lime-washed, textured walls provide an upscale yet unfussy vibe. It is only fitting that such striking decor be paired with first-rate cuisine. Talented executive chef Kevin Stratton, who hails from Vermont, curated an inspired menu that features seasonally, locally sourced provisions. Most of the items on the menu are local to North Carolina, said Stratton, who received his training at New England Culinary Institute. We use Joyce Farms in Chapel Hill for poultry and duck, Ridgefield Farm in western North Carolina for their grass-fed Brasstown beef, and Cheshire Pork in Goldsboro. We get our fingerling potatoes and green beans from Blue Sky Farms in Wendell. Among the starters, you can't go wrong with lobster sliders, crab-stuffed mushrooms, or the top-selling crispy pork belly. We slow-roast the pork belly in the oven in apple cider, and then make a spicy, smoky sauce, Stratton said. We pair it with a nice apple slaw. As for entrees, consider the dry-rubbed ribeye steak, available in 12 and 18-ounce portions, the lobster ravioli, or the superb duck scarpariello, the chef's spin on a classic Italian-American dish with sausage, fingerling potatoes, and green beans served in a balsamic pepperoncini sauce. The duck scarpariello is a well-balanced dish that's my favorite on the menu, Stratton said with a smile. During our visit, we couldn't get enough of the rosemary-tinged pecan-encrusted rainbow trout that tasted like it was caught earlier the same day. According to Stratton, the trout, snapper, scallions, and shrimp all come from local waterways. Also worth strong consideration, wild mushrooms and beef risotto. The dish features slices of fork-tender ribeye, cremini and porcini mushrooms, and a red wine and thyme demi-glace. The risotto is earthy but still quite palatable, Stratton said, adding that he uses various approaches to cooking in the kitchen. I don't tether myself to any certain type of cuisine or culinary method, he said. I like to employ French and Italian styles, but I also use Asian techniques to keep things interesting. Whatever you do, don't miss the signature dessert involving an otherworldly burnt caramel apple cheesecake. It's a classic New York-style cheesecake that we whip homemade caramel into, and we cook the pink lady apples in a local apple cider, Stratton explained. This dessert generally sells out every day. Food is served on modern, coupe-shaped dinnerware. When it comes to libations, the Depot on First's stylish bar is well-stocked with diverse offerings. We have been slowly expanding our bourbon selection, said beverage director Zechariah Williams. We currently have about 65 varieties, and bourbon comes from Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, and elsewhere. Williams said other spirits are sourced from local producers like Oak City Amaretto, Durham Distillery for Conniption Gin, and Weldon Mills for Ray Coyote Tequila. Inventive craft cocktails include Hell on Wheels, a gin-based eye-opener with orange juice, brut, and house-made habanero honey syrup, the Jalapeno and Tequila Charge steam engine, and the Smokestack, featuring a mystical blend of mezcal, wild turkey bourbon, lime and grapefruit juice, and bitters that is finished in a glass smoking box. Red and white wine is available by the glass and bottle, and select local beers are offered on tap. The Depot on First is open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner beginning at 4 p.m. Plans call for Sunday brunch starting sometime this spring. Reservations are recommended. An intimate private room seats 16 guests, and a large partially covered patio provides a nice view of nearby Knightdale Station Park. And the Depot on First is located at 608 North 1st Avenue in Knightdale. Their phone number, 919-631-1276. And their website, depotonfirst.com. The next article is from Walter Magazine. A Taste of Laos. Lon Bunsanga's new chapter. Sop restaurant in downtown Cary offers diners fresh, vibrant flavors inspired by the homeland of its chef and owner. By Catherine Curran. In every language, we have a word for when something tastes good, says Lon Bunsanga, owner and chef of Sop in downtown Cary. Sop means delicious or yummy in Laotian, which is, I hope, what people say about the food here. Bunsanga moved to Raleigh in 2007 from Philadelphia and helped open Bitamanda in 2012. Having that start at Bitamanda was such a learning experience in understanding the triangle, he says. Bunsanga also worked to help open the critically acclaimed Brewery Bavana in 2017, serving as the executive chef of both places, but all the while he was itching to open his own space. He left to open Sop in May of 2023 and still serves as a consultant for Bitamanda. Sop opened in mid-November of last year, serendipitously in tandem with the adjacent downtown Cary Park. We found the space and it was meant to be. Cary has been so welcoming, he says. It was the perfect timing that we opened at the same time as the park. Sop's menu pays homage to Bunsanga's time at Bitamanda, but also incorporates more casual fare to satisfy guests who might be coming straight from the park. Fans of his previous restaurant will find crispy coconut rice lettuce wraps with peanuts, herbs, coconut meat, and a chili sauce for dipping, plus a comforting pork belly soup in a spicy Penang curry broth. 95% of the menu is offered to go, and street food-style menu items include an array of skewers, shrimp, chicken satay, and barbecue pork, along with Lao beef jerky and spring rolls that can easily be enjoyed parkside. I wanted to create the concept of street food, so this is what you would find in the streets of Laos, he says. The interiors for Sop were designed in collaboration with Bunsanga's wife Anne Marie and Shannon Laska with New City Design Group. The space is airy and modern, done in pale woods and shades of green, bursting with natural light from floor-to-ceiling windows along the entire dining area. We were able to come up with the design that would bring the greenery from the park into the restaurant. And it feels like Laos, says Bunsanga. The space's vision was a family affair, down to small details. Bunsanga has four daughters that all work at the restaurant. Hera, the general manager, Noel, a server, Grace, a bartender, and Miranda, a part-time server. He says they helped with the vision of the space, even picking out the chairs to ensure maximum comfort for guests. We want the space to feel homey and for people to enjoy themselves when they come here, he says. Bunsanga is proud of how his own traditional cuisine has become widely accepted and beloved in the Triangle community. In the years since we opened Pitamanda, the public is more familiar with Laotian cuisine, he says. Lao Lao Food Truck has gained great popularity among others. The more the better. I love to see the energy around it. Sop is the perfect embodiment of Lan's many years in the hospitality industry, says Patrick Woodson, Bunsanga's former colleague and owner of Brewery Bhavana. Walking in and being greeted by his daughters and seeing him walk around the dining room talking with all the guests makes me feel like I am being invited into his home for a personal meal. I'm so happy that he has a place to call his own and show the world his amazing gift. Sop Laotian Restaurant is located at 370 South Walker Street in Cary. Their phone is 919-377-0160. And I'll spell the website. SAAPCARY.com. And next up from Our State magazine, bringing back the American diner at Lucy in the Rye. At this diamond of a diner in Jackson County, comforting classics, both American and Greek, shine bright, by Katie Kane. Hundreds of drawings stretch above the leather booths at Lucy in the Rye in downtown Silva. Crayon marks outline bunnies, churches, cartoon characters, and whatever else the children who dine at this three-year-old establishment can dream up. Instead of a children's menu, staff members give kids crayons and blank paper with the promise that whatever they draw, from misshapen woodland creatures to primary color versions of the restaurant's chocolate waffle, a buttermilk waffle topped with chocolate chips, chocolate sauce, powdered sugar, and whipped cream, will be proudly displayed on the walls. It's a tradition that owner and chef Dino Mitsides has carried over from his parents' diner in Largo, Florida, which they owned for 30 years. From the age of 12, Mitsides hosted and bussed tables, whisked away cleaned plates of diner staples and Greek dishes like souvlaki, a nod to the family's heritage. Enchanted by the restaurant industry, Mitsides set out on his own, working at kitchens around the South until he learned that a storefront in western North Carolina was available. Within 6 months of signing the lease, he turned the building on Main Street, where locals in the 30s and 40s used to pop in for a cold drink at Stovall's 5 and 10, into Lucy in the Rye. Mitsides began welcoming people in for comforting breakfasts, say a candied walnut waffle or a corned beef and cheddar omelet named after the old convenience store. He soon added a full lunch menu with classics like buttermilk fried chicken sandwiches, burgers, and BLTs, plus dishes close to his heart like phyllo spinach pie, a savory reminder of his roots. A bakery and coffee bar soon followed. The concept for Mitsides' restaurant came naturally. He wanted to bring back the feel of the classic American diner that he grew up in, from the black and white hexagonal tile entrance to the leather booths procured from a church in Georgia, to the old-school menu covers with brass corners, to the scotch-taped children's drawings, subtle hints of his culinary beginnings abound. And then there's the name. For those who don't have the song playing in their heads, Lucy in the Rye is an homage to a British band, not an American novel. Although there's no Beatles memorabilia around the space, Mitsides explains that he likes to cook the way that the Beatles like to play music. Their music is love. It's fun, it's bubbly, but they're technicians. They're really skilled, he says. I'm kind of bringing a little bit of Beatles philosophy to a breakfast restaurant. That idea is behind each dish at Lucy in the Rye, the place where Smoky Mountain people eat spinach pie. Lucy in the Rye is located at 612 West Main Street in Silva, North Carolina. Their number, 828-586-4601. And the website, lucyintherye.com. Our next article is from Wake Living Magazine, Worth the Drive, The Hackney, by Elliot Acosta. Drive about 100 miles east from the capital city, cruising down U.S. 264, and when you reach where the Tar River becomes the Pamlico, you'll find yourself in Washington, North Carolina. Proudly declaring itself the original Washington, the town was founded in 1776 and the first town to bear George Washington's name. The once sleepy town has been re-energized in the past few years with a flurry of businesses, hotels, and restaurants taking root. Endowed with a picturesque waterfront, historic buildings, and friendly locals, the idyllic town is close enough to Wake County for a day trip, but far enough away to feel like a getaway. The Hackney, a passion project from first-time restaurateurs Suzanne Hackney and Nick Sanders, became a key element of downtown Washington's revitalization. The restaurant and distillery embodies the duo's uncompromising vision to deliver the pinnacle of dining experiences. If we were going to put our heart and soul and our life savings into something, we wanted it to be the perfect dining experience, Hackney said. Spurred by a distillery course that Suzanne bought Nick for his 50th birthday, the two decided to leave their corporate jobs in pursuit of creating a distillery and restaurant. Inspired by other eastern North Carolina towns with destination restaurants like Tarboro's On the Square and Kinston's Chef and the Farmer, Suzanne Hackney believed that her hometown of Washington could become a gourmet retreat. During a visit to Washington's downtown in 2016, a vacant former bank building caught her eye. As soon as I walked into the building that now houses the Hackney, I fell in love. It couldn't be built today. It is beautiful with amazing features, she said. The beauty was under lots of horrible decades of bad decor, but it was there. I was hooked. Opened in 1922, the building at 192 West Main Street lived many former lives, housing banks, office spaces, and radio stations over the decades. The building sat dormant for 11 years until the Hackney team purchased it in 2017. Transforming the vacant space into the Hackney encompassed a year of planning and 6 months of renovation, but the endeavor yielded a grand setting with elegant features such as wall-length windows, sky-high ceilings, and crystal chandeliers. Original fixtures such as the flooring, ceiling molding, and Tennessee marble provide a glimpse into the building's history. We knew finding a great chef was critical for the restaurant, but we weren't sure how that was going to happen in Washington, Hackney said. The budding restaurateurs were steadfast on the notion of hiring a chef who saw the Hackney as something more than a notch in their resume. We wanted a chef that's in it for the long term, too, and felt connected to the vision for the restaurant, plus the town of Washington, to really have that same aspiration for James Beard or Michelin. Magically, that chef seemed to have landed in our lap, Hackney said. They received Jamie Davis's resume from an acquaintance and hired him as executive chef when the Hackney opened its doors in 2019. This January, Davis was named a James Beard Award semifinalist for Best Chef Southeast. A restaurant lifer, Davis started as a dishwasher at 16. He worked his way up through kitchen jobs, eventually joining the Army as a cook, and attending culinary school after his military service. Finding inspiration from the neighboring coastal waters, Chef Davis showcases his passion for seafood within the Hackney's menu, which changes daily based upon availability of locally sourced ingredients. He breaks down the fish in-house, serving up exceptional dishes like grilled swordfish with chicken jus and herb oil. Our catfish is something that people really love, Hackney noted, referring to fillets dredged in local Tidewater Grain Company rice flour and perfectly fried. Elevating a comfort food classic, Davis pairs fried catfish or local shrimp with North Carolina stoned ground grits and complex flavors from lobster broth, smoked trout roe, and more. The distillery side of the Hackney was in the works long before the restaurant. After completing his distilling course, Sanders purchased a still, and he and Hackney set out to develop the recipe and branding for their craft gin brand. "We focused on gin because it was a combination of botanicals," Hackney said. "We worked on figuring out what botanicals to use, going from batch 1 to 100 and doing focus groups. Through trial and error, they developed their flagship spirit, 1,000 Piers Coastal Carolina Gin, with botanicals from fresh citrus, lemongrass, kaffir lime, and more. The distillery offers tours, tastings, and bottle sales. Restaurant patrons can opt for a tasting or select a gin-based cocktail like the Salt of the Earth with salt, lime, and cucumber. The Washington Sunset introduces homemade cherry cordial for a fruity option named after the golden hour splendor of the surrounding town. The next time the road calls you to explore beyond the confines of Wake County, follow the river east to Washington for a stop at the Hackney. It's worth the drive. And the Hackney is located at 192 West Main Street in Washington, North Carolina. Their phone number, 252-653-2368. And the website, I'm going to spell it, thehackneywashingtonnc.com. From Our State Magazine, at Kimber Steakhouse, celebrations never get old. Toasting to special occasions calls for a visit to Gibsonville's family-owned steakhouse with a more than 40-year history, by Robert Lopez. The dining area of Kimber Steakhouse, a Gibsonville institution with more than 40 years old, is filled with burgundy booths and candlelit tables. At the bar, the top of which is made from an old church pew, customers can sip a glass of wine or a cocktail. Black and white photos from around town adorn the walls, and sunlight streams through a stained glass window emblazoned with the steakhouse name. The restaurant has played a pivotal role in many a diner's life. Edith Younger, one of the original owners, recalls those moments. "People would call and ask, 'Could you hide a diamond ring in the bread basket?'" she says. "We even had one request to put it in a baked potato. We always tried to accommodate special Kimbers." Kimbers was founded in 1982 by Edith and her husband Jeff. The place was named after the Younger's daughter Kim, and it opened for business on her 11th birthday. Kim later had her wedding reception there in 1993. "We had all of our staff at the wedding dressed up in tuxedos, and they helped serve," Edith says. "We had about 200 people trying to get into the reception. A lot of them were customers." Jeff and his father Herman had bought the building, then a grocery store, back in 1973. Gibsonville straddles Guilford and Alamance counties, and the building sits on the Guilford side. When Guilford County began permitting restaurants to serve mixed drinks in the early 80s, Jeff and Edith saw a business opportunity. At the time, restaurants in Alamance were not permitted to serve alcohol, so Kimber's became a popular destination. In 2021, Edith and Jeff retired and sold Kimber's to Joshua Redling and his wife, Tina. Since then, the restaurant's reputation as a place for special occasions has continued. "I just love hearing from people who came here before their prom 15 or 20 years ago," Redling says. The restaurant's star attractions remain its prime rib and steaks, along with its staff, some of whom, like Chef Eddie Brown, have worked there for decades. Brown started as a dishwasher 40 years ago. Now he turns out 14-ounce strips of beef, the king cut, as it is known at Kimber's, with a slight char and a paper-thin brown crust. Other staples on the menu include hand-cut French fries, sandwiches, pasta, seafood, and the chicken and dumpling special. To honor Kimber's history, Rudling is setting up a room that will display photos and artifacts from the restaurant's past. Perhaps sitting underneath a picture of the Youngers, another generation of brides-to-be will find a diamond ring sitting on their plate. Kimber's Steakhouse is located at 230 West Main Street in Gibsonville, North Carolina. Phone is 336-449-6411 and the website kimberstakehouse.com. And finally today, from Walter Magazine, Raleigh's Living Room, The Parlor at Heights House by Catherine Curran. When Heights House Hotel opened in 2021, owners Sarah and Jeff Shepard envisioned it as a gathering place for guests and non-guests alike. The hotel's bar, The Parlor, opened soon after in 2022. Located in the front room of the renovated mansion, it invites guests to grab a craft cocktail and spend time around the boutique hotel. Bar manager Will Bryant enjoys dreaming up festive cocktails for each season. Before leading the team at The Parlor, he lived in Charlotte and worked in the hospitality industry for over a decade. "My theme for the spring menu is floral, herbaceous and breezy, but still boozy," Bryant says. The cocktail syrups are all made in-house, incorporate inventive ingredients, and are served with vintage tableware thrifted by Heights House co-owner Sarah Shepard. In addition to cocktails, the wine and beer menu rotates with seasonally appropriate picks, like lighter-bodied reds and bright white wines as it gets warmer outside. The Parlor also offers a tea service most Thursdays, Fridays, and weekend afternoons, a unique midday getaway with 8 reishi tea options, tea sandwiches, and pastries. "It's calming, relaxing, and intimate," says Shepard. The hotel and bar host a slew of other events throughout the warmer months, including an intimate Italian supper club twice a month, picnic lunches, and live music on the lawn. And the Parlor at Heights House is located at 308 South Boylan Avenue in Raleigh, 919-594-1993. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.